1. You will hear 6 short conversations between 2 people who are moving house. Listen to the conversations and decide which item they are talking about. You will hear each conversation twice. Mark the item against the conversation number. There will be 2 items that you do not need.
We need to start packing up the kitchen. What should I put this in?
There's a pile of containers near the front door.
Okay. Would you like me to get you another one?
Yes, please.
We need to start packing up the kitchen. What should I put this in?
There's a pile of containers near the front door.
Okay. Would you like me to get you another one?
Yes, please. Don't pack that. We might still need it.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. We're getting quite dirty.
Yes. We need to make sure that we have clean hands when we eat our sandwiches.
Okay. I'll leave it next to the sink for now.
Don't pack that. We might still need it.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. We're getting quite dirty.
Yes. We need to make sure that we have clean hands when we eat our sandwiches.
Okay. I'll leave it next to the sink for now. This container is very heavy.
That is from the office. There are a lot of books in there.
I might split them over 2 different containers.
Okay. And then there might be room for the desktop and monitors too.
This container is very heavy.
That is from the office. There are a lot of books in there.
I might split them over 2 different containers.
Okay. And then there might be room for the desktop and monitors too. This is a nice light container.
It feels like there is nothing in it.
This is from the sitting room.
Is it just cushions and throws?
This is a nice light container.
It feels like there is nothing in it.
This is from the sitting room.
Is it just cushions and throws? I think we might have a problem.
What's wrong?
I was just going to take this out to the van, but I have nothing to put on my feet.
Oh no, I must have packed them all already.
I think we might have a problem.
What's wrong?
I was just going to take this out to the van, but I have nothing to put on my feet.
Oh no, I must have packed them all already. This is very precious to me. I don't want to put it in one of the containers.
I understand. It was a gift from your grandmother.
I might just carry it on my lap.
Okay. He's nice and cuddly for you too.
This is very precious to me. I don't want to put it in one of the containers.
I understand. It was a gift from your grandmother.
I might just carry it on my lap.
Okay. He's nice and cuddly for you too.
Task two. You will hear a telephone message. You will listen to the telephone message for the information to fill in the 9 gaps in your notes. Do not use more than 3 words in each gap. You will hear the message twice. You have 1 minute to read the notes, starting now.
Good afternoon. This is David calling from AR Solutions. I just wanted to give you an update about the tumble dryer that you ordered. Unfortunately, we faced some problems with this as it was out of stock for longer than we thought. And so I apologize for this. The good news, though, is that it is now ready and will be delivered to you tomorrow by 6 p.m. at the latest. This is a large item and so will need to be delivered into your home rather than being left in a secure location. And as it is heavy, it will need 2 people to move it into position. I know that this is quite soon, And so I understand that you may already have plans tomorrow, which means that you will not be home in order to receive this item. If this is the case, then please call the store. They will be able to arrange a more suitable time for delivery with you. In order for the item to be successfully placed in your chosen location, you might want to prepare your home before we arrive. This may include clearing a path straight to that location or ensuring that the previous appliance has been removed, if this is suitable. Again, I understand that the delay in this delivery may have caused you some stress, and I hope that this delivery will help you to feel happier in the coming weeks. I hope that this new tumble dryer is more efficient than your last one. I can confirm at the time of ordering this item, you paid for half of the cost. The remaining bill will be live from the point of delivery, and you should pay this within 3 months to avoid any additional interest costs being added to the final amount. I hope to see you tomorrow. Have a good evening. Good afternoon. This is David calling from AR Solutions. I just wanted to give you an update about the tumble dryer that you ordered. Unfortunately, we faced some problems with this as it was out of stock for longer than we thought, and so I apologise for this. The good news, though, is that it is now ready and will be delivered to you tomorrow by 6 p.m. at the latest. This is a large item and so will need to be delivered into your home rather than being left in a secure location. And as it is heavy, it will need 2 people to move it into position. I know that this is quite soon, and so I understand that you may already have plans tomorrow, which means that you will not be home in order to receive this item. If this is the case, then please call the store. They will be able to arrange a more suitable time for delivery with you. In order for the item to be successfully placed in your chosen location, you might want to prepare your home before we arrive. This may include clearing a path straight to that location or ensuring that the previous appliance has been removed, if this is suitable. Again, I understand that the delay in this delivery may have caused you some stress, and I hope that this delivery will help you to feel happier in the coming weeks. I hope that this new tumble dryer is more efficient than your last one. I can confirm at the time of ordering this item, you paid for half of the cost. The remaining bill will be live from the point of delivery, and you should pay this within 3 months to avoid any additional interest costs being added to the final amount. I hope to see you tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Task three. You will hear a conversation between two people on the radio. You will hear this conversation twice. You should choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each question. You have 1 minute to read the questions, starting now.
Here we have our news presenter, Sunita, joining us live in the studio. Hi, Sunita, how are you?
I'm great, thank you, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I'm sure that the emotion will all hit me a little later on. So Sunita has come to us as a fresh face. Recently, you've been working in our production team, but this is the first time that you are going to be leading a show alone. What did you do before radio?
I have had many jobs. I've been a waitress, a shop assistant, and then I worked for a newspaper after I completed my journalism degree. I was in charge of interviewing a number of high-profile celebrities.
But I'm sure that you'll be great at this job. I thought you would be nervous today, as writing the news and presenting on the radio are so different, but you seem to be okay.
Oh yes, they definitely are different, but I have spoken in public a lot, and this feels more like I'm just talking to you, and so that is nothing to be nervous about.
This is true. So what do you think you will like most about being the new presenter of The Breakfast Show?
Not the early starts, that's for sure. It is going to take a bit of getting used to. I've never been an early riser. But I am enjoying meeting a lot. However, I think that the best thing is that I am being paid to listen to music all day.
That's true. It's a magical job, and I think that you will be fine. Just drink a lot of coffee in the morning to help to wake you up.
Oh no, coffee is disgusting. Are you sad to be leaving, Mike?
I am, but at the same time, I am excited. We are moving to go and live with my wife's family in South Africa. That will give me a lot of new experiences.
Oh wow, that sounds great.
What do you think will be the first song that you will play on your show?
Anything by the Beatles. They're my absolute favourite.
Brilliant. I will make sure that I am listening. I love them.
What do you think that you will do tomorrow morning, as you don't have to get up to present the breakfast show?
Well, that's a big decision. I think that I will start by sleeping later than I have done in years.
And you definitely deserve it.
You've certainly shown that I will be leaving the show in good hands, Sunita. Over the last few months, it has been an absolute honour to mentor you and prepare you for this role. You're a natural.
Thank you so much. You've left some big shoes to fill. You're going to be missed. But everyone here has been very supportive and friendly, even though I'm not you, and they are upset that you are leaving.
This is a brilliant team, and you'll be just as loved as I am.
Thanks, Mike. Looking back over your career, what would you say is the one thing that you would want to change?
Well, that's a tough one. I've loved it all. I guess then that what I would change is that I would have done more of it. If I could get a few more years of it, maybe working on college radio while I was still studying, then I definitely would. Here we have our news presenter, Sunita, joining us live in the studio. Hi, Sunita, how are you?
I'm great, thank you, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I'm sure that the emotion will all hit me a little later on. So Sunita has come to us as a fresh face. Recently, you've been working in our production team, but this is the first time that you are going to be leading a show alone. What did you do before radio?
I have had many jobs. I've been a waitress, a shop assistant, and then I worked for a newspaper after I completed my journalism degree. I was in charge of interviewing a number of high-profile celebrities.
But I'm sure that you'll be great at this job. I thought you would be nervous today, as writing the news and presenting on the radio are so different, but you seem to be okay.
Oh yes, they definitely are different, but I have spoken in public a lot, and this feels more like I'm just talking to you, and so that is nothing to be nervous about.
This is true. So what do you think you will like most about being the new presenter of The Breakfast Show?
Not the early starts, that's for sure. It is going to take a bit of getting used to. I've never been an early riser, but I am enjoying meeting a lot. I've never been an early riser, but I am enjoying meeting a lot of new people. However, I think that the best thing is that I am being paid to listen to music all day.
That's true. It's a magical job, and I think that you will be fine. Just drink a lot of coffee in the morning to help to wake you up.
Oh no, coffee is disgusting. Are you sad to be leaving, Mike?
I am, but at the same time, I am excited. We are moving to go and live with my wife's family in South Africa. That will give me a lot of new experiences.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
What do you think will be the first song that you will play on your show?
Anything by the Beatles. They're my absolute favourite.
Brilliant. I will make sure that I am listening. I love them.
What do you think that you will do tomorrow morning, as you don't have to get up to present the breakfast show?
Well, that's a big decision. I think that I will start by sleeping later than I have done in years.
And you definitely deserve it.
You've certainly shown that I will be leaving the show in good hands, Anita. Over the last few months, it has been an absolute honour to mentor you and prepare you for this role. You're a natural.
Thank you so much. You've left some big shoes to fill. You're going to be missed. But everyone here has been very supportive and friendly, even though I'm not you, and they are upset that you are leaving.
This is a brilliant team, and you'll be just as loved as I am.
Thanks, Mike. Looking back over your career, what would you say is the one thing that you would want to change?
Well, that's a tough one. I've loved it all. I guess then that what I would change is that I would have done more of it. If I could get a few more years of it, maybe working on college radio while I was still studying, then I definitely would.
You now have 5 minutes to check your work. That is the end of the exam.